it's just their, it's their world, and they have to mm-hmm. deal with things, but, you know.
Okay, so we are accepting callers. The number is 415-550-0511. I repeat that number, 415-550-0511. Now, this is Sneaky Ghosts, Goblins Mashup, Halloween Special. Have fun listening to it. They're watching everywhere you go. They're following you all the time. These ghosts will try to take your soul. These ghosts don't make you lose your mind. They're watching everywhere you go. They're following you all the time. These ghosts will try to take your soul.
Okay, so now we're going to have a conversation around our favorite music, what we thought about this song, and other such.
Ask a question. Oh, how much do you like music?
I am a very big fan of music. Can you repeat that?
How much do you like music, and how do you get to like it?
I like it very much. I think it's a really big part of my life. I got into music by learning how to play the piano at 3 years old, and I've been playing ever since.
That sounds really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's cool. What kind of other music do you like, Ben?
I like all different genres. Chill music, trap music, dubstep music, music by WC, mm-hmm. new age music, classical music. That's about it.
Have you learned a lot about, like, what is your opinion on classical? Because a lot of people are, like, really competitive, and they've been doing it since they were, like, 1 year old, and they're on, like, Facebook because they're, like, 2 years old, and they're masters. What do you think of all that?
I think that all of these people that, like, put hours and hours into music really have a huge dedication to it. Like,
yeah.
For example, the people at Soda, like, I just heard a concert there pretty recently, I think the people at Soda that, like, play piano, cello, viola, violin, flute, they all have been practicing ever since they were young or have put hours and hours of practice into it, so.
What is dubstep?
Dubstep is basically a genre based around a heavy amount of electronic bass and
distorted. It's
right.
It's distorted low sine waves that are filtered in with low sine waves with also distorted high sine waves that are a little bit off to give it a little bit of a coarse effect.
Right,
and
right.
A little. It's like the frequency is shifted a lot to make it go la wah wah, some give it some sort of wobble kind of thing.
Yeah, like a wobble bass kind of.
Besides piano, what do you play?
I play the drums, and that's about it. I really would want to get into like the oboe. I've been feeling like I want to get into that.
What's your opinion on trap music, like the genre?
Trap music, I feel like, is really energetic. I feel that it can have either a lot of feeling or it can just be like a crazy non-organized music, like.
Yeah, like offbeat snares, offbeat hi-hats, like
offbeat synths.
Yeah.
If you use a computer to create your music, do you consider the computer an instrument?
I don't usually, but I sometimes use it as a recorder for MIDI. Sometimes I would consider it an instrument if it was recording like a MIDI output. But usually I don't consider it as an instrument.
So trap music and dubstep are both electronic music forms. Is that right? I don't understand what trap music is. Old fart over here. I get dubstep, but what's trap?
Trap music is basically music that has sort of an intense beat or something that has an organized harmony, in my opinion. I don't know the actual definition of trap, but that's what I've heard and that's what I understand.
What type of software do you use to make music, and what's your opinion on it? Sophia, your question?
I was wondering, maybe like we could say like different things that we play, like a bunch of people can just come in, because we're a school and we can have like all of us just say like what we play.
Right. Yeah.
Back to my question.
Go ahead.
If you what software do we use, like DAW software, DAW software, do we use to make music, and what's your opinion on it? Why would you use that and not anything else?
I use GarageBand. It's a free software. It's really easy to use. My opinion on it is you can make different songs with loops, like Apple loops. You can record things out of a MIDI to go along with it. You can make up your own loops. You can.
Are you aware that you would need an Apple device, which is not free.
Right.
Not always free.
Yeah.
To access GarageBand, so it's not exactly free, but only free for Apple devices.
Cool.
Yes, I am aware of the Apple not being free whatsoever.
How long have you been doing drums?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
So this is the trap genre that I was talking about. It has a beat, it can have synthesized voices.
Cool.
And other such. I'll let you listen.
Hi.
and she's on too.
Yeah, we have been debating what to talk about next, and we're really interested in having a conversation about politics. And to give a little context here about our group, we are a group of kids who span the ages of 9 to 13, and we have different understandings of politics. Not everyone has been exposed to political ideas. Some of us studied politics in depth at NOMAD last year. We come from different families, different backgrounds, different perspectives. So we're kind of interested in just hearing what do you know? What do you think? And it's okay if you don't know anything. But my background in politics and understanding politics, I was raised in a household that was pretty apathetic. That means that my family didn't really pay attention or care much about politics. And so I didn't really think about it or talk about it much until I went to college and I met all these friends who were really, really interested in politics. And I still felt kind of, I lacked confidence around talking about politics and understanding it. And then I started doing my own research because I wanted to know how to have those conversations and I wanted to figure out what I believed. And even through teaching about politics, I've really developed a passion and an interest and a love for political things.
So yeah, politics has probably become quite like a worldwide phenomenon. It's like totally sweep the nation, basically. Because, it's important because like we have like governments and like right now, we have all these people in office and before, I'm not going to go into depth about these people because different people have different opinions. So basically, like, we have presidents and all this stuff, and politics is kind of, like, based off the idea of, like, government. Like, you know, when you have a bunch of people that want to start their own country, but they're like, how do we go about this? And what they're going to do, obviously, is they're going to start a government, something to, like, run the country that's fair. And so they, like, the United States, we came up with our own government idea. And so, yeah, that's what politics is in, like, my view.
Cool. What's the point of politics?
In my opinion, the point of politics is so that you can, like, elect someone who's a good leader and they won't just, like, lead you into a nuclear war. They won't be like, wow, okay, look, we are going to sell our whole country for $92 billion, and guess what? I'm the only one who's going to get paid. They told these elections because kings or emperors or something like that, they might do that, but if you're an actual, like, you're the president or whatever, you have a bunch of people who are behind you, and they will make sure that you don't do the right thing, and you also have all these people who have to elect you. And,
You
know that the United States bought land from France. The Louisiana Purchase was only $14 million for almost the entire Midwest and all the South. And we gave the French $14 million and bought some of our country. You guys didn't know that? Only $14 million. It's kind of a steal, huh? Good deal.
Yeah.
I was wondering about what you were saying, how you were talking about how presidents are always good, but that's not
the case. I'm not saying they're not always good. A good example of this was a president back a few years ago. His name was President Nixon, and he is probably one of the worst presidents that anyone has ever remembered. He was so bad that he got impeached from the office within like 1 year of being the president. That's how bad he was.
You are aware that wasn't a few years ago, but okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a few years ago.
Also, good try though.
Yeah. 43 years ago.
So. Yeah, well, 43 years ago. Yeah.
It's good. What do you good think about Trump?
Oh, okay. Now we're getting into the good stuff. All right, all right. Yeah, if you have an opinion that you like Trump, turn off this radio station right now. Okay, get off. Come back in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And, okay, because I'm going to do a Trump diss party right here, okay?
Can I join in?
Yes.
Because I despise him.
Okay, so now Trump is probably the worst president we've ever had. He's going to lead us into a war with North Korea. Freaking North Korea.
Can you explain why?
Because, well, let me see. President Trump jerk. And the president of North Korea, or I shouldn't even call him president. He's more of a dictator. They are in this constant one-upmanship where they're like, oh, yeah. Look, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm so much better than you. Look at this. I'm one-upping you. That's what they do. 24 freaking 7.
Yeah. Hey, can you explain any examples of them upping each other? Probably like on our tweets or something like that.
Yeah, there is this wonderful application called Twitter. It's actually a very good application. But then our president comes along. Ho ho, look at Twitter. Now I'm going to write a bunch of disses about other presidents on this platform. And instead of making a public statement in front of people, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a tweet about it on my little computer from home.
He tweets like a 12-year-old girl. That's what I say. Yeah, exactly. How many of you are 12 in here? And do you tweet as much as the president?
No.
And do you say terrible things about your friends? You guys are actually nice little people. I can't imagine you saying mean things about your friends on Twitter, like a 12-year-old girl, like our president. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I turn on Twitter and I see, ooh, who's Donald Trump? Oh, with some crazy tweets.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder what 8-year-old kid somehow. Looks like an 8-year-old kid found her mama's computer and just tapping something like this. Ooh, Kim Jong-un was stupid. Enter. Yay.
Yeah, I think that he's actually 70. A great example. Yeah, 70. A great example of this is when he goes to Puerto Rico, right? He's like, Puerto Rico, you've ruined America. Yeah, see, you don't do that. Okay, look, they just suffered a terrible Hurricane Maria. You don't go up to them and be like, oh, look, okay, Puerto Rico, you know what? You're going to hail me. I'm your new king now. No, you don't freaking do that to people who are like that. Yeah. Okay, look, they're in ruin. They're in poverty. You don't go up to them and you say, oh, hey, look, hail to me. I'm the president. That's the last thing they need right now. They need support and they need help. They don't need you going up saying, oh, look, you guys, Puerto Rico, you've ruined America. You've just ruined it. Look, went over there and you conquered it a long time ago.
This is a funny thing he said the other day. He said that he talked to the president of the Virgin Islands. He is the president of the Virgin Islands. They're called the U.S. Virgin Islands. And he said that he talked to the president of the Virgin Islands. And I'm like,
so
you talk
to
yourself?
Is he like, is he like crazy? Does he like talk to himself?
Is he crazy? He's like,
look,
he's
just gonna tweet my alternate Twitter account. You see, I have two. Okay, at Donald Trump, whatever, whatever. Oh, look, hey, I'm talking to you, President of the Virgin Islands, USA.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Everybody who voted for Trump was just voting for Trump because they were voting against Hillary. Oh. But everyone who voted for Hillary voted against Trump, and that's the only reason why he voted for Hillary. It's really messed up.
Bernie
Sanders is a good man, people.
Yes. It's like Donald. Yes. It's like Bernie Sanders. It's like Donald Trump is like, because these people are different races than me, I'm going to block them out of this country solely because of my own selfish opinions against this one race just because their DNA is slightly altered than the white people. I despise them.
Do you get
every single cell of your DNA? No, like probably like only like 20% of your skin cells are just a little bit different, your facial structure is a little bit different. I hate you.
And
now.
That's
horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now this is gonna end our debate about Trump. Hope you had fun listening. Now listen to this awesome song by Pluto, Ye Breath.
Somebody made a little mistake here. But Trump is actually not our worst president so far. There have been worse ones. We had Warren G. Harding. He was our 29th. He got into a big scandal, trouble. No one really heard about it. But it was called the Teapot Scandal, something with a place called the Teapot. Anyway, he got into a lot of hot water with that. But he's one of our lesser-known presidents, so no one really cared about that. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Abraham Lincoln, he was the first president to be impeached, so he got himself into a little scandal, too, also some trouble. We also have Richard Nixon, earlier mentioned with Watergate. He did get into some trouble, but he was more of a cover-up person. He didn't really do the trouble. He covered it up. He did do some of the trouble, but there was also some faked letters. I don't want to get into that because that's really ghastly stuff. But he got into that. Also, George W. Bush, big conflict, unnecessary with Iraq. Thousands of people died, no reason. So there have been some worse presidents. Also, another bad thing is Trump was inaugurated at 70 as of a bit ago. Ronald Reagan was 69, and he was our oldest person inaugurated. And now Trump has taken that record. But I'm glad they don't change the history books, because that just wouldn't be good. Anyway, that was my point. Thank you for listening. I've been feeling it since 1966. Happy over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Let me kick it like it's 1986 now. Another mouth to feed. Leave it with the babies till the mama call the grave digger. Gone with the falling leaves. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might have had your fill, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
All right, so right now we are going to be discussing .io games, which I've heard are otherwise referred to as Indian Ocean. I have no idea why they're referred to as Indian Ocean. All I know is they're a heck of a lot of fun to play.
That's because that's where they were made.
So they
are, you sure?
So they are referred to Indian Ocean because like .io means, so .io mean is a acronym for Indian Ocean. So basically, That basically says that they were made in the Indian Oceans and then made an online website for worldwide use and play and games. They are very appropriate to play.
Well, there are... Well,
I learned something interesting. Mm-hmm. I can see why you would wonder or even assume that an Indian Ocean game would be made in the Indian Ocean. But when I was trying to find the web address or the URL, the domain name for Nomad when we created our website, I suddenly got it. If you search for like Nomad, so many businesses and people and groups want to have a domain name on the web that is called Nomad. So Nomad.com, not happening. Nomad.org, not happening. Nomad School, not happening. But you could get nomad.io. The end part, the .com, the .org, the .io. Now there's .school, .clothing, .net. .store, .fm. Mm-hmm. Here, Mutiny, Mutiny Radio, .fm, .net.
There's like so many.
So .io happens to just be the ending of web addresses or domain names.
Or where
and
it was
you
formed.
Can actually buy them. So people probably wanted to get, you know, whatever they wanted, .io, because they liked the .io, or it was available. Yeah. Maybe it was also made in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, right? I personally think the domain name is called .io, because, sorry, Sophia, do you want to talk?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want to talk? Okay, sorry. Sorry again. Okay. But anyway, I think that the domain name .io is great because it's recognizable. It's, once you know... Io. That's sort of a strange name. And then you say, oh, Agario, I like that website. Oh, Io. And then there's Diabio. And then there's Slytherin. And yeah. then there's a bunch of other things. It's the domain name that's cool. It looks cool. You can remember it nice. And it's, yeah.
There's like a million IO games. Seriously.
I also have a recommendation. So, you should, if you haven't swam if you haven't swam in the Indian Ocean, you should, because it's like a warm bath. So, yeah.
I think another awesome .io game is definitely Dipe.io and Slither.io, just because they're so well made. Like, Dipe.io is about tanks and stuff, and you level them up, and all the other ones are pretty awesome. Like, Agario, which is the original .io game, was, like, super famous, like, 2 years ago or something, but, you know, that's past now. So, okay, and now, yeah. Well, yeah.
What is, like, your most favorite .io game ever?
Dipe.io.
Why?
It's just so fun to level up tanks and boost certain parts of your character, while the other games don't really have that, where you can boost certain parts of your character, and the choices you make during the game, like the stats and classes and stuff that you choose, will affect the gameplay. Like, it's not just like one off and it's over with, like Agario. You just level up, like in Slither.io. It's not like that. It's different. So yeah.
Do you recommend this game for people?
Yes, I definitely recommend you go check out Dipe.io. Also, another great one is gonna be Slither.io, because the graphics on that are pretty hardcore, but just note that it has made a lot of YouTubers rage their heads off.
Yes. That sounds so cool. I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, another thing about Agar.io is 2 years ago, in 2015, it was ranked the winner of most uploaded game in the United States and in other parts of the world.
It was just such a big hit, I guess, that they would do that, like, because people were constantly updating YouTube videos about raging on Agario and stuff. And even now, there's this YouTuber named Jumbo who is in the thing, and he has, well, he basically is a professional Agario player, and he has over 1 million subscribers just from playing the same game, and he's gotten so good at it that people just like watching him.
But don't you think that's a little bit sad, though?
Yeah.
A professional of IO games?
I mean,
I'm a professional. I mean, like, people, I mean, it should be like someone that gets really good ad revenue, yeah, from a YouTube. You know, like, the ads go, like, yeah, half a penny goes to YouTube, and then half a penny goes to the creator, I'm pretty sure. So, you do make a lot of money, and also, maybe the guy you're talking about did.
Jumbo.
But it's just pretty sad.
Okay. So, yeah, we're gonna go now. Bye.
Wait, dog, say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
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 So it's been no medic noise.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
A podcast. Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that any time I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh.
Is this thing? Okay. So, tonight at 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at Mission Prep, there's going to be a Dia de los Muertos celebration. It is free, no tickets needed. I hope you guys can make it. Bye.
With the kayak feeling. So all you gotta do is just go to...
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, what I'm gonna say is, I just wanna advertise my SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/EMCEECISCO. MC Cisco Kid. So KID at the end of that. Again, soundcloud.com/EMCEECISCOKID. SoundCloud.com/EMCEECISCOKID. There you go. Thank you. SoundCloud.com/EMCEECISCOKID.
I think you guys gotta go back to school.
I would like to also advertise my YouTube channel, which is Vapor Media, and currently I'm about to hit 70 subscribers, probably like today or tomorrow. And so it's a really awesome channel. I make free 2D intros for people, if any of you guys know what that is. If you're a business, you can reach out to me and contact me for graphic design. And if you're big enough, I'll even do it for free. And I am a pretty professional graphic designer. Like, my work looks very good, and... yeah, I would be happy to help you with your business.
Yay! Oh, looks like she wants to be on three.
I'd also like to shout out to our YouTube channel. Or if you're listening to this right now, search up Rusty Oatmeal. It's my brother's YouTube channel, and I think you guys would like it. He's only got a few videos, but he'll update some more soon.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be... like in front of an audience, like other than like squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The Night Space brings you High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. Listen to San Francisco's finest underground comedians read crazy stories written by me, Arden, on The Night Space. The Night Space featuring High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. High Time Story Time Volume 1 now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and electronic download.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Watch a full...
Howdy, mutineers. It is I, Stolowitz, Dark Lord of the Sith, and several dive bars in San Jose. Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, join me in my quest to escape from the occult oubliette, a world of violence, intrigue, sexuality, mysticism, magic, and leftover spaghetti. Enjoy my insane rants about leftist causes, Midwestern witchcraft, the ascendancy of Skynet, and why neo-paganism is vastly overrated. I've got guests, music, comedy, and old Alan Watts lectures from the 70s. How can you resist? You can't! I put a spell on you! Ah! MutinyRadio.fm is an official shrine of the miraculous garlic of Mount Calvary. We are not associated with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, except on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Hope to see you there. Or hear you, I should say.
Hey, Zach Wiseman, you're a good comedian.
You know how I got good?
How did you get so great at comedy?
I got great at comedy. Happy
hour. Yeah, every Friday from 6 to 8 with new host Trina Roderick. It's where people go, and sometimes they smell bad and sometimes they don't smell bad.
Mutiny Radio made me great. Mutiny Radio made me better than you.
And that you can be better than everyone else too. Every Friday from 6 to 8 on Happy Hour here at Mutiny Radio.
But you'll never be better than me. You'll never be better than me.
You never be better than Zach. And you also, it's a happy hour, but we don't have any alcohol, so it's happy-ish. But you're going to do comedy?
I'll do comedy.
And you're going to enjoy comedy. Just be an audience. Just come. It's free.
Yeah, I just drink in my car.
You could
like
drink.
Like a fucking adult.
Exactly. Drink around the corner somewhere else. Not here. But come to Happy Hour every Friday from 6 to 8 with Trina Roderick.
Yeah, do that.
Mutiny!
Tell me what you think about your situation. Complication, aggravation. Is it getting to you? Then tune in live every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. to The Edge of Insanity with myself, Paul Brumbaugh.
Kit Marie.
Brandon Ray.
And Mistress Christine.
All on Mutiny Radio. That's right, PCRCollective.org. We'll see you there.
Are you a stand-up comedian? Do you want to be in 25 shows in 5 days at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco? Well, now's your opportunity. Apply now for the Spark Presents 3rd Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival, March 1st through 5th. That's 25 shows in 5 days featuring 40 comics from out of town, and one of those comedians could be you. Go to our website, www.mutinyradio.fm, and click on the submission form. Apply for the Spark Presents 3rd Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. It's only $10, and you can apply right now. through November 30th for 25 shows during 5 days, all streaming live, all podcast post, all Mutiny Radio, all the time. The third annual Spark Presents Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018. Apply now.
And to try to ban fracking.
Do you have a great idea for a product or service but don't know where to start? Are you looking to grow your current business? Women's Initiative in San Francisco began its business
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. Coming up next is Afternoon Delight 6.9. Lucky you. Stay tuned if you're listening live.
Okay, said Deputy Jeffries. Did you want to come and meet me over at the station on Younger? Yes, said Hector. I can come there right now. Okay, fantastic, said Deputy Jeffries. See you then.
Square. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I got just a good feeling about this.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bughouse Square, I'm just so excited. I don't even know what to call it. I put some effort into this. I got a bunch of records from the flea market last couple weeks ago. And there was a lot of like mid-70s heavy guitar slinging rock and roll. That's what tonight is going to be. So embrace the guitar slinging badass guitar folks and stick around for the next 2 hours. No, it's going to be good.
Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We'll be right back.
die someday. I got news you never got to go.
Of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
If you're looking for a personal injury lawyer in San Francisco, look no further than Francis J. Shaheda. Mr. Shaheda did an amazing job with my case. First, he informed the courts about my case that had not been scheduled or submitted yet, despite the language on the citation. I was so confused and afraid of the legal system, but he did it all for me. He communicated promptly via email with any of my questions. I was afraid of an enormous fine for a small infraction, as well as a criminal offense on my record, but he spoke to the DA to have my case removed from criminal court and put into the community court system. I am so overwhelmingly happy with the results he generated and would recommend him to anyone with legal issues. This is a personal first-person narrative because Francis J. Shaheda helped me personally, helped Mutiny Radio. Go to him for personal injury issues. You can email him at www.personalinjuryattorneyfjs.com. Again, the law office of Francis J. Shaheda in San Francisco.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The Night Space brings you High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. Listen to San Francisco's finest underground comedians read crazy stories written by me, Arden, on The Night Space. The Night Space featuring High Time Story Time every Wednesday night from 10 to midnight on Mutiny Radio. High Time Story Time Volume 1 now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and electronic download.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by
Here's
you.
His theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Let's
watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Howdy, mutineers. It is I, Stolowitz, Dark Lord of the Sith, and several dive bars in San Jose. Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, join me in my quest to escape from the occult oubliette, a world of violence, intrigue, sexuality, mysticism, magic, and leftover spaghetti. Enjoy my insane rants about leftist causes, Midwestern witchcraft, the ascendancy of Skynet, and why neo-paganism is vastly overrated. I've got guests, music, comedy, and old Alan Watts lectures from the 70s. How can you resist? You can't! I put a spell on you! Ah! MutinyRadio.fm is an official shrine of the miraculous garlic of Mount Calvary. We are not associated with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, except on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Hope to see you there. Or hear you, I should say.
Hey, Zach Wiseman, you're a good comedian.
You know how I got good?
How did you get so great at comedy?
I got great at comedy.